Harper Audio presents GIMP, written by Mark Zupan and Tim Swanson, and read by Mark Zupan. GIMP copyright 2006 by Mark Zupan and Tim Swanson. Production and abridgment copyright 2006 by HarperCollins Publishers.
I dream about running all the time. My spine vibrates with the impact of each step. My heart plays a drum solo in my chest, and my lungs feel like fire. Sometimes I'm sprinting in my old football uniform, scanning the blue sky for a pigskin that's about to hit me in the numbers. Or I'm dribbling down a basketball court, my feet pounding the hardwood as I shake my defender, pull up, and drain a three. Or I'm on a grassy soccer field about to destroy the dreams of a striker with a nasty slide tackle. Other times I'm running down a street near my house in Austin, Texas. My wheelchair is rolling next to me, keeping the pace, mile after mile, as if some marathon-running ghost is pushing it. Some nights I can outrun it, other nights I can't. These are not bad dreams. Then I'll wake up and pull back the bed sheets and stare at my legs. They look like your average 31-year-old legs, but I can tell you how much the muscles have atrophied since the accident. Back when I was playing soccer, my mom used to joke that my thighs were thicker than tree trunks and twice as strong. These days, I can't really move my legs, and I have to take anti-spasm medication to keep them from shaking involuntarily. Still, I'm thankful. One thing you learn when you become a quadriplegic is that everything is relative. Fear, pain, strength, courage, and luck. Here's an example. When I broke my neck, I ruptured the disc between C6 and C7 and damaged my spinal cord. The human body has 7 cervical vertebrae in total. In general, the higher up you break your neck, meaning the closer to your skull, the less function you have in your extremities, like your arms and legs. And if you snap it around C2, forget it.